It's not so bad, but life used to be better. I used to have a routine, you know? Dolores would be around. She'd want to go out on a Saturday. She'd want to take the paper and go read it in the park. And now that Dolores isn't around, I could still do that, but it's just, sometimes it's hard to convince myself to go outside. So I decide to stay in. And it's not bad. I have one of those recorders that records the channels on the TV. So I can watch all my favorite shows, and I never have to worry about missing any of them, which is wonderful. But, you know, I can't lie. I can't lie and say I don't miss Dolores every once in a while. But yeah, it's mostly just the little things. It's like when you're eating dinner, and you look across the table, and you expect your wife to be there, but then you remember that she's dead. That's tough. That kind of stuff is tough. I remember she would always put the mustard on my sandwiches for me. And the other day, I made a sandwich and I forgot to put the mustard on. And I took a bite into it. And I was like, why isn't there any mustard? And then I remembered because Dolores is dead. And I cried for hours, just hours, mourning my wife again. It was like the old wound was just opened right up again. And I was crying for hours, probably, just hours, you know, which was fine. It was fine. That's just part of life, you know, to just cry for hours because your soulmate is gone and she's never coming back. And you know, that doesn't depress me. That doesn't depress me at all. And sometimes the neighbors come knocking on my door and they tell me that I've been screaming in my sleep. I've just been screaming out, Dolores! Dolores! I want to kill myself without you! But listen, those people used to throw the loudest parties, you know? And if I can't make a little noise myself, then that's just fair. You know, it's just fair that I get to make a little noise myself. And it's fine, you know. You know, I don't remember the dreams when I wake up, but I'd imagine it's just me dreaming about my wife, how great life was when we were still both alive, how my life had more of a purpose those days. And, you know, I look at a picture a lot. Because it's right there, you know, on the bedside, and you wake up and you go to bed and you're starting your day and ending your day with Dolores. It's hard not to look at the picture. She looks so beautiful in that picture. But it's fine. That's fine. That's just, it's a part of life, you know, that's part of how life goes. I miss you, sweetie. I miss you so much. I'm gonna do it. Forgive me.